Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Hope it's a short work week for most of us. We get through Wednesday, and we have Thursday and Friday off for Thanksgiving. And we're kind of focusing on Thanksgiving all week long. And tonight, we'll be giving thanks here at Bible Baptist Church for the many workers and servants we have here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great host of people who love the Lord, and they serve the Lord just out of a love for the Lord. And are so grateful for the men and women of God that he has placed here and brought to our church family. And we give honor to whom honor is due. And we do that tonight at 6:30 right here at Bible Baptist Church. So our normal Wednesday night service is now tonight for this Thanksgiving week. And we always make that our worker appreciation and honor our workers, being grateful for people who serve the Lord. Now, along that same theme and line of thanksgiving, I want you to look at Colossians chapter 3, where the Bible says in verse 14, above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. And someone said when it comes to Thanksgiving, their people are divided into two categories, those who take things for granted and those who take things with gratitude. The command here is be ye thankful. And that's a command. Thank him for your senses, touch, hear, see, taste, smell. Thank him for the roof over your head. Thank him for food in the cupboard. Thank him that you can hear the birds sing. Thank him that you can see the blue sky. Thank him for the smile of your friend. Thank him for your family. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your spouse. Thank him for the holidays. Thank him for the fellowship. But thank him. Thank him. Be ye thankful. Take it all in. There is so much for us to be thankful for. I would say today, I'm thankful for salvation. Thanks be unto God, Paul would write in 2 Corinthians 9, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The Bible calls it in Hebrews, so great salvation. It's just unbelievable. Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? The report that Jesus would die for us, that God would so love the world, that he'd send his only begotten son to suffer and die on a cross, be buried, and then raise him up the third day so our penalty for sin could be paid by the Lamb of God so that his blood could take away the sin of the world. You know, out of those 10 lepers that were healed, only one came back to say thank you. Now, we not just ought to not to say thank you for salvation, but we ought to live it. The best way to say thanks, you know, the 70, when they came back after Christ had sent them out, they were rejoicing that the devils were subject to them and that they could do heal people and such. And Jesus said, in this rejoice not. He said, don't do that. Rejoice because your names are written down in heaven. Rejoice because you're saved. Rejoice because you're never going to go to hell. Rejoice that heaven is going to be your home. Oh, my friend, no, none of us deserve it. Oh, suffer a sinner whose heart overflows. Loving his Savior to tell what he knows. Once more to tell it, would I embrace? I'm only a sinner saved by grace. I'll sing it. I'll shout it wherever I go. I want all to hear it. I want all to know the joy of salvation that makes my heart glow. For I've been born again. Can I testify to you? I'm thankful for salvation. that we have in Jesus Christ. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Have you thanked God just that you're saved? You know, the Bible says, few there be that find it. Hey, if you're one of the few, thank God. Thank God for his mercy and his grace that he saved you. And then I'd like to thank God for prayer. The Bible says in everything that we're not to be anxious for anything or for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Make sure that we're being thankful. Thank you, God, for hearing me when I pray. Thank you, God, for listening when I pray. Oh, my friend, God answers prayer. God hears and answers prayer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. That's the prayer promise. The promise is, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. The promise to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, an old preacher from another generation, Dr. John R. Rice, was a great prayer warrior, and he used to preach, all our failures are prayer failures. Oh, the older I get, the longer I serve the Lord, the more I realize that statement to be true. All of my failures are prayer failures. Oh, my friend, let's thank God for prayer. Let's thank God for salvation. And let's thank God that we're taught in faith, that we're taught in faith. Colossians 2 and verse number 7, the Bible says, we're rooted and built up in him, that's Christ, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Hey, be thankful if you were taught in the faith. I grew up in a home where we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Sunrise in the east, sets in the west. 2 + 2 = 4, water runs downhill, and we were faithful to church. And even, I mean, if it was clean the church, we did that too. If there was a special singspiration, we went there too. My friend, I'm so grateful. I grew up with the Sword of the Lord newspaper coming to my home, and I heard and I read the old-fashioned preachers, sermons by Billy Sunday, and then more recently, Dr. John Rice, what I mentioned, who went to heaven over 45 years ago. Lester Roloff, Tom Malone, the Sword of the Lord. Listen, what a great heritage I had. Paul would remind Timothy that from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures. But he said, remember who taught them to you, from whom you've learned them. Don't forget that. I remember Lynn Bessie at that little church in Hartville, Ohio, and I'm thankful that I was taught in the faith. Harold Henniger at the Canton Baptist Temple in Canton, Ohio. I'm thankful I was taught in the faith. Mel Sabaka of the Canton Baptist Temple. I'm thankful I was taught in the faith. Dr. Jack Hiles at First Baptist Church of Hammond. I'm thankful I was taught in the faith. I wasn't taught by Mormons. I wasn't taught by Jehovah's Witnesses. I wasn't taught by folks who are of the charismatic persuasion. I was taught in the faith. And I thank God for that. I thank God that I was brought up in the faith. Oh, let's earnestly contend for the faith, as Jude tells us. Can you thank God? Will you thank God this week for your salvation? Will you thank God this week for prayer? Will you thank God this week that you can be taught in the faith? And if you were taught in the faith, rejoice with God about that. And then, can I be thankful for one another? One another. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Paul writes these words. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy. Thank God for one another. I thank God, and like we said, I said earlier tonight, we'll give thanks for our workers. We'll give thanks for our workers. I was looking at our flyer list. We just recently had our big dinner day. 80 different people passing out flyers. 80 different people involved. 70 different people will be serving or doing something. We're doing something on that dinner day a couple weeks ago. Listen, junior church workers, nursery workers, church cleaners, VBS workers, on and on and on. There's folks involved. Somebody's got to run the sound. Somebody has to take care of Livestream. Somebody's taking care of the baptistry and helping folks get ready for baptism. Somebody's singing in the choir. Somebody's taking care of the instruments. Some are playing in the orchestra. I mean, just think, some are ushers. Just over and over and over again, someone's got to be ready to serve. Praise God for people who serve the Lord. I'm thankful and praise God for one another. I'm thankful to be with people God uses. Not only the work, and I love them because of the work, but I love them for the Word of God. Because why? When they received the Word, as Thessalonians says, they received it not as the Word of men, as the Word of man, but as the Word of God. And Hebrews says it effectually works in those of you who believe. I'm so grateful that people respond to the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. I'm thankful that we're growing in the faith. Growing in the faith. You see, faith grows. Faith grows. When we talk about a big day, nobody blinks an eye. Say, let's go. Let's go by faith. Let's live by faith. Faith is growing. Faith is preparing. Faith is trusting God. Forsaking all, I trust Him. Faith. Growing in faith. Working in faith. And just loving one another by faith. We work together. We love together. We help one another together. We serve one another together. We pray for one another together. And there's a lot of joy and happiness. Oh, with the crowd that came on dinner day and the souls that were saved, souls that were baptized, the visitors that were welcomed. Oh, how thankful I am. I'm thankful for my fellow servants. Thankful for one another here in the family of God. Thankful for my salvation. Thankful for prayer. Thankful that I've been taught in the faith. Thankful for my fellow believers, my fellow laborers. It sure is a joy to serve God with you. And can I say, I'm thankful for the radio listener. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for listening faithfully to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you for sharing your prayer requests. Thank you for sharing your blessings. It's always great to hear from our listeners. And I'm so grateful for each one of you. This Thanksgiving season. Little chorus that you sing sometimes. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. I love Him so. He's so good to me. I thank Him so, I thank Him so, I thank Him so, He's so good to me. Thanksgiving. Boy, I tell you what, it'll lift your spirits. It'll give you a better outlook. It'll help you be a blessing to others if you just cultivate thankfulness. Thankfulness. Colossians 3 and verse number 14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you're also called, and be ye thankful. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.